Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. We are here, I am Paul Machin, this is Simon Fletcher, and we're going to dive into some of Jurgen Klopp's press conference reaction after a couple of news stories. But first, we are brought to you in partnership with The Athletic today. We've got a fantastic offer for you where you can get 50% off your yearly subscription fee by going to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. The first month is free as well, and it's got writing around the wonderful world of Liverpool Football Club from the likes of James Pearce, from Simon Hughes, and some of the best sports writers on the planet today. Not just that, but the Premier League, the Champions League, and everything in between as well. Just to draw attention to something that they're doing, Si Hughes, it was brought up on yesterday's news show, but I wanted to give it another little shout again, called Liverpool TM. There's some really interesting stuff. Obviously, you will be aware of the fact that there's a sort of an ongoing rumbling under the surface, really, isn't it, Si, that Liverpool, a lot of Liverpool fans are not happy with the way Liverpool are trying to trademark the name Liverpool and the potential negative knock-on impact that has for local sellers and creatives, etc. I thought this was really interesting because there's a quote from Peter Moore, who's obviously spoken to Si Hughes, and there's a really interesting thing because one of the biggest claims I've seen against this is the trademark, having a trademark in England has got no bearing on the trademark. You can't enforce that trademark in the Far East because it's only a trademark in the UK. But what Peter Moore says within this is that it's effectively, you have to prove that you're protecting your trademark in your native country before you can then go and apply for that in other countries, which is one of those things. It's such a nuanced thing. I mean, we've got here, he talks about obviously the sellers and saying now, when we went to Istanbul, Chelsea, because they've got the trademark on Chelsea, they, in conjunction with the Turkish authorities, were able to take the dodgy merchandise off the streets, but we can't do that because we don't have that trademarked in the same way. It's just a very uncomfortable situation.
And Chris made a good point when we were talking about it on one of the sub shows. The Liverpool kit doesn't even say Liverpool on it.
Yeah.
So they're not. They've already got copyright on the Liverpool kit because they've got the badge and stuff like that. The trademarking the word Liverpool doesn't stop them making fake Liverpool kits. And there's other types of merchandise that you can do knockoffs of. But the main problem, and I've got no problem with them trying to stop counterfeit kits, as I said, the Liverpool kit doesn't actually say Liverpool.
No, absolutely. And it's an interesting, but again, that's an interesting thing. This is not something I consider because he actually talks about Madrid. I think it's actually around here as well. Oh, yeah. So many clubs and places of that relationship, ironically, we benefited from this in Madrid because Tottenham Hotspur has protected Tottenham in a football context. So they were able to work with the Spanish authorities to stop inbound counterfeit goods, which sold the game as Liverpool versus Tottenham. So this is like those T-shirts where it's got Champions League final, Liverpool versus Tottenham. And that kind of stuff, which for me, is that a massive market that Liverpool are losing out on?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And the negative connotations only you've got, it's negative for the people who have made a living off this, the people who are selling scars outside the ground, but to actually not make that much money. But it's also just really bad publicity for them, I think. I don't think it's worth the while to do it.
I mean, it's one of those. I get it. I get it. But I think there's a real interesting. Well, one thing that is, again, another. I said one thing. There's many really interesting things in the article which I'd recommend going to read. Just so I'm not paraphrasing the whole thing for you. But you know, when you talk about the protection of the brand and all that, it's a really fine line between, because it's the city, it makes it that's what makes it so difficult. But it, yeah. I'm not. I think there's nuance to it, and there's a little concern about what it means and the knock-on impact for local sellers, because we've seen it with the Live of Birds. We've been privy to this. We've seen this up close as Liverpool was supposed to trademark it, you know, their version of the Live of Birds, but it becomes a Live of Birds in a football context. So lots and lots of local sellers, this has had an impact on them and the stuff that they're able to sell. And it means that people will get creative and they will find ways around it. But yeah, it sits uncomfortably with me, if nothing else.
Me too.
So yeah, go over to theathletic.co.uk/redmen news, sign up and get the full gist of that article, because it is very, very interesting stuff indeed. Sorry, Jamie Carragher, I believe Suarez cost Liverpool a Premier League title. That is a title and a half from the Echo, that, isn't it?
It is.
Incendiary. It is.
I'd click on it.
But absolutely, and that we have, and we've clicked on it, so you don't have to. But I thought it was really interesting, because he was obviously on Sky Sports talking about it, and he was saying about it comes from the Abramovich bite. And he didn't realise it at the time, obviously, the knock-on effect. But he says Suarez was banned for 5 or 6 games the following season. He was the best player by a mile in the league. He scored almost every game. He was 31 and 33 that season. In the first 4 games, he missed Liverpool, lost 1-0 to Southampton and drew at Swansea. They dropped 5 points. If Suarez was playing, they'd probably win both of them. But let's be conservative, you beat Southampton at home. You don't realise at the time, looking back, the season he had that year, player of the year, football writers player of the year, if he'd played in those games, it would have been different. That's an interesting point.
It is an interesting point, yeah, but you can't blame Suarez for it. Look what he did for us. That's easy. We're not in that position anyway without him.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting point that Suarez, we probably do beat Southampton at home, mm-hmm. with Suarez playing them games, but... So, and I've said about that season a few times when people bring up like Torre's mistake against West Brom and stuff. I think we were riding that wave where we won, I think, 10, 11 games in a row, because we were coming from a low point. Like, we beat Arsenal 5-1 in February or March. We were fourth and Arsenal were top.
Yeah.
And it was because we were, I think we were riding that crest of a wave because we were coming up. As soon as we're top of the league, as soon as we beat City and go top of the league and it's in our hands.
Yeah.
We started to struggle. We struggled against Norwich in the next game, even though we beat them, and then we lost against Chelsea. So I don't think it's as linear as if we get those points early on. It's hard to say whether we would have won all them games.
It's
in the
easy
half
to
the
look
season.
Back five, six years on, and because it's right when you look at it from a cold, you know, just numbers perspective. If you put your best player in the game 5 more games of football, you probably wouldn't. Suarez is that good. That we probably, he's probably right, but the intangibles are the confidence boost that gave Sturridge being the main man for those early parts of the season.
And he scored in the 3 first games, 1-0 wins, didn't he?
Exactly. And we might have just won them 3-0, and it'd be a completely different story. Maybe we do go on, but you just don't know. Maybe Sturridge doesn't have an impact later on in the season because he's not been given the chance to flourish. So yeah,
it's not as linear as if we had those 5 points, then we finish 4 points at the City or whatever. It's a difficult one, isn't it? It's a
belter of a debate, though. Yeah. Right, we can't show this to you, of course, but Loris Karius, an absolute bollock to Slovan Bratislava for Besiktas. What's really interesting, because obviously we were over in Besiktas for the Super Cup, and I went into one of the club stores to buy a shirt, and I was like, hey, and their English wasn't great, but I was like, hey, Loris Karius, and they went... I liked the look, and it was like, I went, up, thumb down, and he went, it's like, just not much, but his face is everywhere, it's all over the club shops. He's a handsome chap, like, you know, and they obviously, but once again, it's another example of that, is that I saw David Vujanic, formerly of Copper 90, tweeting like he needs to just go on Love Island and take up the influencer game because he'd be brilliant. Yeah. He'll be an amazing celebrity TV, you know, personality.
See, he's not likable though, is he?
I don't know. I don't know. I like him.
I've got to feel a little bit sorry for him because like his confidence is obviously still shot from that Champions League final.
Well, his name's become a meme, you know, and it's funny. I didn't want to play into this too much, but I still found myself that summer and for a year afterwards playing footy in the garden with me nephews, and you're playing goal with the kids and you shoot and if a kid miss it on you shout Karius! And I'm sure, you know, I'm bearing in mind I'm in my mid-30s and these are children, like, I bet that's happened in the schoolyards all over the world. Yeah. His name has become synonymous with goalkeeping errors.
It's people talk about footballers and say they earn this money, they shouldn't worry about the mental health and stuff, but when you are a laughingstock around the world, and when Liverpool fans hate you for what you've done, you cost them such a big game.
Yeah.
It must play on your mind, and you've got to feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
but
and it's a thing.
I'm very glad that he's not our goalie
He's okay as a goalkeeper, but I don't think he'll ever be able to reach the levels. It's one of them where maybe, you know, it might be one of those he has a renaissance when he's in his 30s or something, you know, because look, we've seen it with Adrian. No one would have picked Adrian as a Liverpool goalkeeper ever,
no.
And yet, just in the twilight of his career, as it were, he's having a good go. So you never know, but like, yeah, you're right. You know, we've got one more season of his loan at Besiktas. We'll have to see what happens there. It's when he reports a pre-season training next year. And everyone just goes, I like him, but I'd be happy for him not to be our goalkeeper again. On Brighton, on last night, I see Shea Ojo also on loan, obviously at Glasgow Rangers. Scored an absolute thunderbolt. Go and check that out if you haven't seen it. Yeah, it really is. So Liverpool Echo, I've got this on Kai Havertz here. Paul Gorst, who was actually in the studio this week on the Newsroom show, which is recommendable on the RedmanTV.com. Obviously, he talks about how signing Royce became a little bit of a joke for a number of years, so much that John Henry got involved. They built the German, it's a German tabloid, it's basically like the Daily Star of Germany, have basically said, Kai Havertz, they claimed on Thursday that the European champions are one of several clubs looking at the midfielder's development at Bayer Leverkusen. They wrote, as translated by Sport Witness, for which club Kai Havertz decides is open. All the top clubs in Europe are interested, whether the reigning Champions League winner Liverpool, Juventus or Paris Saint-Germain. The big ones fight for the technician with the fine left foot. But it also says Bayern, Barca and Real currently have the best chances. There's nothing concrete, but Liverpool are aware of his talent at least. One source suggested to the Echo back in the summer that Leverkusen's asking price would be prohibitive at this stage of his fledgling career. And I think, I've said this before, there's a short list of players that Liverpool think are good enough or will be good enough to play in our front three, and I think they're aware that the days of spending £30 million on someone and having them be good enough are probably behind them now, which is why I think Liverpool will go big this summer.
Yeah.
And I think he will be on a list of names, I think, along with the likes of Jadon Sancho.
Maybe Mbappe. Maybe. Maybe. Well,
probably his wages will always be the biggest. Yeah. Maybe like Callum Hudson-Odoi. It was interesting in the press conference stuff that Klopp was talking about a lot of their players, and he was very keen to also to bring him up again. He's not played. He's been injured since last season, hasn't he? But he obviously is a big admirer of his talents, and you can just see just in the intonation and the way he said his name that he's got a high opinion of him. So.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think
this lad looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him play a full game, but I've watched a few YouTube videos of him and stuff, and I know that's not the best barometer of his talent. Especially players like this can go missing in games. They don't show that in a YouTube.
They don't watch 20 minutes of them not pressing the ball.
But looking at him, he's obviously so talented. He's big. He's strong, and he's only going to get stronger because he's so young.
Yeah.
He can beat everyone. He can play a pass. He can score goals. He does look class. This is a player who I could get excited about. But everyone around the world, all the big clubs are watching him.
Yeah.
And Liverpool will be watching him. Liverpool will probably be sending scouts to pretty much every game he's playing.
Yeah.
Because you'd be a fool not to. And he is a player who get excited about
absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, the purpose of price thing is really interesting, because I think we saw that this summer. Liverpool's squad holes were not so glaring that we could afford to pay upwards of £50-60 million, break our transfer or get towards our transfer records for lads who aren't quite there yet. You know, particularly because our first team players are prime age and they've all got a couple of years left of being in the prime. But I think that the conversation starts to change ever so slightly when we get towards the summer. Okay, let's move towards then. Obviously, we've mentioned Klopp's press conference. It was done at 10 o'clock Friday morning. We know as well from the Chelsea side of things, N'Golo Kante is likely to be fit. This is coming from football.london and a whole host of other places as well, to be fair. But he was caught on camera by Sky Sports joining his Chelsea teammates in training ahead of the game with Liverpool. Such Chelsea fans will be hoping that they'll be fit to face Jurgen Klopp's Reds. He's missed the last three Premier League games with an ankle injury, and he's been struggling with a thigh injury as well, and it's kept him out of the internationals and obviously in the midweek Champions League. I thought he was just rested, because I know nothing about Chelsea Football Club, so anyone who's already left that comment on the build-up show, feel free to go and slate me again. Mason Mount and Rudiger didn't train according to Sky Sports. Mount obviously had dealt with the injury picked up in midweek. Rudiger has a groin injury, and there's also talk as well that the other injury concerns are Emerson Palmieri, who's not featured since the international break with Reece James, and Callum Hudson-Odoi, the aforementioned, are lacking match fitness. All of this, the Kante one's a big one, because he's tremendous.
He was unbelievable in the Super Cup against us, and he's unbelievable in pretty much every game he plays. I know he was out of position when Sarri was the manager, but he was still having an effect on games. Lampard's been playing him like he should play, and you've seen for years and years now, he's just been fantastic. He'll boss him midfield, and I know we've got some great midfielders as well, but Chelsea are a worse side for not having Kante in the team than they are with him. That doesn't really need saying, to be honest.
Yep.
And for Liverpool, fingers crossed that he's not playing at the weekend.
Absolutely. Some Liverpool news then. A couple of positives in terms of fitness. As reported here by The Athletic's James Pearce, Naby Keita is back in full training with Liverpool today. Klopp said, you know, he's having his first full session in full team training, which is very good. I suspect that will be far too soon for him to feature. But there's an interesting debate to be had around whether he goes on the bench or not, because we've seen a couple of decent players not make the bench in recent weeks. So, he just needs 3 months of being fit and getting as many minutes under his belt as possible.
I really hope he can. When he's had runs of games, you know, there was
back in the last season, he scored, really good.
I think he scored against Southampton and Porto within a week of each other, and then he gets injured.
Against Huddersfield and Anfield.
Yeah, it's frustrating for us. It must be frustrating. It must be even more frustrating for him, because he's obviously a talented footballer, but he just can't seem to get the games. And midfield's been good so far this season. Klopp obviously wants to get Chamberlain in. We've got James Milner, who is obviously such a massive part of the team. He can barely get a game at the minute. And so, Keita needs a run of games to show what he can do, but he does offer something in the midfield that we have. I don't know whether we've necessarily been lacking it that much, but he definitely offers something.
I don't think we know we've been lacking it, because we haven't seen enough of it. But when you see, look at the Charity Shield, and when he comes on into that midfield, and he just picks it up middle of the park, and he drives through the centre of the team, and Oxlade-Chamberlain does a bit of that as well.
He's so hard to defend against.
Exactly,
he's so tricky. He's fast. He's clever as well. He can play a pass. He seems to fit in with the front three really well. Mm-hmm. So, I hope he can start playing some games. He definitely won't be starting against Chelsea.
No,
if he's only trained for a day, I doubt he'll even be on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think maybe MK Dons next week is a game that they'll look at and go, maybe he won't be fit to start that. But if you can bring him on and give him half an hour,
there's no need to
maybe just start working.
You've waited this long, no need to rush. And I think the same goes, obviously, we've seen that Alisson's making big progress according to Jurgen Klopp as well. There was talk, he had a first, proper training session. He was with John Achterberg. He talked through the week about him doing little bits and pieces. He's still not back in team training, but he looks like he's ready to step up. But it was interesting that Klopp referenced him, how he reacts to the pain. And obviously, in terms of coming back from injury, there's associated pain with that. And it's whether it's pain that you're getting that is part of the healing process, or whether it's pain that you're re-injuring yourself or you're causing yourself more damage. So I think Liverpool are being very smart with this, and it's helped immensely by how good Adrian's been, to be fair.
Yeah, Adrian's been incredible. He's obviously not as good as Alisson. There's things that...
But it's not so noticeable.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not worried that Adrian's starting against Chelsea, and I would be if it was Mignolet. Yeah. That's the thing. I think Adrian's been levels ahead of Mignolet, I think, in terms of what he offers to the team. It's the way he's quick off his line, it's the way he comes and collects crosses that Mignolet just always struggled with. I think in terms of shot stopping, they're probably about on a par. Mignolet, one thing you could say about him is you trust him to stop the shot. Adrian makes those fantastic saves against
there was a tweet, I think it might have been from Phil Blundell, talking about watching, I think he's watching the Bruges game in the week, and he said, I watched Simon Mignolet claim something, run to the edge of his box, look for the counter, stop, pull it to his chest, wait for it all to break down. He goes, I didn't have to pay anything to watch this time. Like, you know, and it is what it is, isn't it?
Put it this way, I was hoping we'd get Bruges in the Champions League because I knew Mignolet would be playing in goal for them, and I'd fancy us to score against him. Whereas Adrian, I've been so impressed with him.
Yeah, that save against Napoli is one of the best saves I've ever seen, let alone.
It's a shame it'll get forgotten about because we ended up losing.
No! I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure no one forgets about that save. If you can clip it up and make sure it lives forever on social media, make sure you do that right now. The final piece of fitness news then is Divock Origi. Klopp refusing to rule him out of this game, so they're going to take it day by day, basically, which is good. I mean, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where I'm excited to see Brewster get some game time. But Shaqiri as well, absolutely. But I think that's where we're at right now. Brewster's going to need... I think Brewster needs that MK Dons game. Yeah. I'd be earmarking that. Just to ease him in, just to see how he gets on.
Yeah, it'd be great if he can get a goal. Well, I know Origi got injured and Brewster was playing for the under-23s, wasn't he? And then... I forget the manager's name, sorry. Neil Critchley. Neil Critchley takes him off after 20 minutes... And it's because he's got a phone call from whoever at the first team saying, get Brewster off, because Origi's been injured and so we're going to be needing him. He doesn't make the bench, and I think he will have been disappointed not to make the bench against Napoli, especially after...
But it shows you where we're at. There's no way that Origi's not on the bench in that game, and it kind of... I think Brewster needs to prove himself in a first-team game, and I don't think you get to prove yourself in away at Chelsea. I don't think you're given that opportunity.
Or Napoli,
But Klopp has surprised us. He does have the Chelsea connection.
Probably fell at the perfect time for him, the 10K Dons game next week, because he'll start that game, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll start it, and say if he can go and get a goal, then hopefully that's a little springboard that he can go to take it forward.
Absolutely. So, yeah, very interesting stuff. Very exciting. Massive game at the weekend. I'm going to be here in the Redmen TV studio over on the main Redmen YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out as well. Don't forget, of course, to get your subscription going on theathletic.co.uk using /RedmenNews to get that 50% discount off your yearly subscription rate, and you get the first month free to check it all out as well as that. Leave us your thoughts on anything we've discussed in the comments section underneath. And it's been an absolute pleasure. Wonderful Friday to you and to everyone watching and listening at home. And we'll be back on Sunday. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.